You got to eat when you're hungry. So I had carrots, and I had one carrot I sliced lengthwise, and then we got some egg salad. I was going to say sandwich, but it's just egg salad. And we need to eat that because we're going out of town for a few days soon, tomorrow. But now I put a mystery ingredient in there that I learned from my wife. I want to give each of you one guess. What is something that would go with carrots? A mystery ingredient. How about you go first, Richard?
So it's not an ingredient in the egg salad, just something that goes with carrots, period?
Well, it could go with carrots on its own, but I did put it into the egg salad. And it's not like pepper or anything like that. Like it's its own thing.
Pickles?
Pickles, that's a good guess. Egg salad with pickles is delicious. However, that is not what it is. How about special guest? First, why don't you introduce yourself and then take a guess.
Tony McCulley from Home Depot. So not a condiment, something. So not pepper, not a spice.
Well, it's not a spice. It is a condiment, but it's you see.
Okay. Let's go with... Oh, man. I have no idea.
No idea? Just totally give up? That's fine. Okay.
I mean, if they catch up, we're stopping this podcast.
Oh,
right now.
That's close. The secret ingredient was mustard.
Oh, I almost said mustard.
I think mustard's okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't mustard come in all egg salad? I don't know.
Yeah, well, that doesn't feel very edgy.
Okay. I got the Albert Heijn, the sort of grocery store, as I like to think of it, the HEB of the Netherlands. And their egg salad is a little mild. Maybe there's like a Indonesian or Surinamese egg salad I can get. I don't know if there's mustard in it. Okay. You got me there. Normally I would put mustard in there. But my whole point to this story is I learned about a year ago that you could actually put mustard, just regular mustard, on carrots. And that just like blew my mind. That seemed just crazy. But apparently that's totally normal.
I'm
going to take your word for it and try it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like I had a Dijon mustard, a little spicy, a little horseradishy, even regular mustard. It's a strange combination, but it works out. It's pretty good.
See, if you do the spicy mustard, I can do that on almost everything. I love that.
Yeah. See, exactly. That's what I was thinking with the Dijon mustard. It's like I like some spicy food, and I have a theory that like if you have, you know, I can only eat like one carrot before I just like am really bored. You know, like the carrot's really good, and then like you get to that second carrot, and it's just like, oh man, I feel like I should just put a bunch of dirt in my mouth. Not that it tastes like dirt, but it's just like there's nothing going on. And I thought if I had some spiciness, it would metaphorically speaking, spice up the carrot.
That's right. Maybe it goes on your tuna pizza from a couple episodes back.
Ooh. Oh no. No, I still am not into that. That's no good.
Checking.
That is no good. I don't think fish goes on pizza. I guess anchovies. That's it. But is that really fish?
Anchovies, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the McDonald's of the fish. McDonald's version of fish.
That's true. Well, we'll say, you know, I think there's a lengthy fish conversation we could have about anchovies where I feel like an anchovy is sort of like a chip, and in that a chip is often just an excuse to eat a bunch of queso, you know. And I don't know, maybe anchovy is just an excuse for salt, but that's a category of food we could dive into on the next episode you're on, perhaps, Tony.